coach on the road, and I ran across the star of the Yankees, Curtis Granderson. How we doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Just good. Now, you know, you were the centerpiece of the Detroit Tigers, and you traded to the Yankees. So what's life like being over in New York?
It was exciting. It's fun. Got a great group of guys as teammates, good coaching staff. And the city, obviously, is a bunch of everything and in between. So it's been a good time getting a chance to make the transition over from Detroit to New York. At the same time, Detroit had everything to offer, too, being the beginnings of my career. So miss it there, but happy where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, knowing you from high school and being, I guess, a Granderson fan, you know, I thought you might get ate alive over there in New York.
Hey, well, the good thing is being from Chicago, you know, I'm used to the big city and all that thing. You always got things to do and opportunities to just enjoy yourself. So I've enjoyed going there as an opponent, and now getting a chance to play there full time, it's been a lot of fun.
What about that Yankee mystique? I mean, is there some magic about being a Yankee?
Well, there's definitely a lot of things that they do first class across the board in terms of just accommodations, the facilities, the different Yankee greats that come back. Right now, currently, we got Rich Jackson here. Yogi Berra is a consistent name, Goose Gossage. And these are guys that are always around. You don't just hear about them, you actually see them.
And when you see those guys, Reggie Jackson, who I just so happened to have the chance to interview yesterday, does that make you think about your mark, your legacy that you may leave behind on this game?
Well, the big thing, I know I got a long way to go. They've set the bar extremely high, and then just to get a chance to play where they've made names for themselves, helped brand the Yankee name, is fun and exciting. At the same time, I realize I got a long way to go to even be mentioned in the same breath as what those guys have done in the past.
See, security just cut the entire. Get security over there. See, Yankee security. Yankee fire is there. See, I thought you was a star. How you doing this to the star?
That's what they gotta do.
You might have to take cut and pay now. Now, you know, Swiss being from Chicago, now it had to be a real experience being on the team with Swiss, because I know he's a character.
Yeah, Swiss is a great guy. I enjoyed playing against him with Oakland, with Chicago, and then now here in New York, being a teammate of his. But we always had a great time talking to each other as opponents and now as teammates.
See, now you choking me up there.
No, I'm not. That's his fault.
That's his fault. All right.
That everybody
going to
walk through
here.
You
should
go right in the corner.
Yeah, see, we
break
on here.
It's
not me.
See, no respect for the coach. Being on the same field with A-Rod and Jeter, which are two Dustin Hall of Famers, I mean, how special is that for you?
It's great. Get a chance to watch those guys go about their business and what they've done to be how good they are. They don't take anything for granted. They continue to keep working, and knowing that they didn't get good just overnight. They kept working, and they want to continue to excel at all their games, both offensively, defensively, and everywhere in between.
You pick these guys' brains on the road?
I just like watching them, and then just normal just conversation day to day, just how life is, and then just watch them go about their business, and I'm able to get a lot of information that way.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, Curtis Granderson.
All right.